Hey, what's going on, folks? I have a free view, as I like to do, as I like to say, of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. It went down on the 14th of July, and I'm giving you a free view of it. Now, the thing is, there's one moment in this show that it actually must be seen. Like, you have to, like, be watching the podcast. As you know, we record the video of it, and we have people in there watching it with us, and then us doing our thing. Well, there was one particular video that I was very reluctant to show, actually, but we ended up showing it, and it's nasty. It's horrible. It involves a woman's genitals, and that's all I'll say. And something got smashed. Okay. So, if you're thinking about signing up for the Patreon, that was the big moment. But you must be signed up as a $10 Patreon donation member in order to see that. You can't get access to it by just listening or watching this right here. This is just the free view. You got to go to patreon.com/Eric Zane to see this horrible, horrible moment. And then the reaction to the audience looking at it is spectacular. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. We may have shown the video about 50 times. PATREON, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Here's your free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric.
And welcome. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. It has been way too long. I think it was late June when we last met.
Yeah, we had 2 weeks off.
So what's been going on in your world, Ben, as we greet everybody? Welcome in.
Went to a couple concerts, went to a live show last night. Otherwise just working. Family stuff.
When you say that live show, you mean like this comedy show?
Yeah. I went and saw Steve-O from Jackass.
Oh, yeah. I like him. I like him a lot.
He's a nice guy.
You kind of have, Bam and Steve-O. And yeah. Steve-O kind of realized that he's going to die if he keeps putting bad chemicals into his body, pretty much. Right? Isn't that
right? Yes, exactly.
Because I remember Steve-O came to the radio station one time and he was awesome. I mean, the guy was, he was so unbelievably dynamic. I mean, he was just real easy to talk to. And you could tell immensely talented.
Right.
Now, Bam did the opposite.
Oh, yeah. He's gone down a deep rabbit hole into the opposite of sobriety.
I understand that he... even just recently, I think just ran away from some rehab. He like went AWOL,
Yes, he did.
And then they find him later. And then it's like, I don't know. God, that's messed up, you know?
Yeah. I was telling my girlfriend last night before we saw Steve-O that one of my biggest regrets was when he came to the radio station back then.
Okay.
Yeah, I was interning, and the ice bucket challenge was a big thing at the time.
Right.
And Jackass 3, I think, had just come out, and one of the big things in Jackass 3 was, not one of the big things, but it happened like 5 times in it, was called the Rocky, where Bam would come up behind somebody and he'd throw water from one side into their face and then punch them with a glove and the other side. And so my idea in my head was do the ice bucket challenge, and the gloves from 15 second fights were still in the studio.
Uh-huh.
So it'd be like an ice bucket challenge with the Rocky thrown in there where Steve-O would punch me, but I never brought up the idea, and I wish I had.
Oh my God.
But I doubt it would have happened because of like legal stuff.
Yeah, you never know. But those guys they tend to take a lot of risks, so it wouldn't have surprised me. The fact that they actually kicked producer Joe Jeff Tremaine in the balls. I mean,
yeah,
that was,
exactly.
Speaking of which, Ben, I was in text communication with you today, and you said you had a gripe about our old pals on the Freebeer and Hot Wing show.
Oh God.
Now I'm out of the loop for a change.
Okay.
I am out of the loop. So, I mean, what's going on?
Well, my biggest thing is that game they're playing. You can't win. And the only reason, like the biggest reason, there's two reasons that I hate it. The less big reason is because it's not trivia. It's just riddles. I don't even know if it's riddles, because riddles actually have answers. This is like the second question is nothing was stolen in this home. That's the question. Or the trivia question or the riddle or whatever.
The point of these games is kind of, it's not because it's a good segment and that people enjoy it. That is true. It's done to generate discussion and buzz. It's not like anything that's like, hey, this is, I really can't wait to listen to this, you know, this, whatever it may be. It's just done to generate talk and to do what's happening right now with you. And that is be annoyed.
Well, so, that sucks.
And that's a little bit, I mean, I get it. And it, I guess it wouldn't be so bad if a person loves the rest of the show.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's the element of there's usually some bit of showiness to it, because when people get pissed off, that creates a tension and a dynamic that can be interesting to some degree, because they're sitting there bashing the audience who's bashing them. And then that's kind of how that works. But you're right. The bit itself does suck. So, but whatever, you know, it's a very formulaic thing, but it tends to do well, to do what it's intended to do, and that is generate buzz. But is it a good bit? No.
That's not even my biggest gripe. My biggest gripe, the thing that upsets me the most about it.
About Freebeer and Hot Wings, uh-huh.
About this game.
The game.
Yes. Is, well, let me read you the rules to a different game that I just happened to come across on the internet, thanks to people on Reddit. It says, this is the newest game from the Blaine Fowler Morning Show. And that's not Freebeer and Hot Wings. It's called You Can't Win. The game, the concept is simple. Just answer 5 questions correctly and you win the cash. But if you get the first question wrong, the game is over. Oh man, that sounds very familiar.
Okay.
But if you, and we play again tomorrow. So they play it every day. This Blaine Fowler Morning Show, get the right question or get the question right, and they move on until you get one wrong. Follow along here and guesses every morning at 9:40 instead of 7:20 on the Freebeer and Hot Wing Show.
Right.
So now what the biggest gripe is they did a fake bit to get to this game where they made it seem like Kelly was upset that the trivia questions from Dumber Than the Show Trivia were too easy. So she wanted to come up with a game where there were harder questions, and they did a full segment with this discussion
of this contrived conflict.
So minus the actors, they pulled off a War of the Roses type of thing. Where they pulled the wool over the audience's eyes.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now you picked up on it, but is the rest of the audience, are they aware of this whole element?
Reddit seems to be. Some people on Facebook, yes, but for the most part, no. No, not a big part of the audience is hip to what's going on, I guess.
Okay. All right.
But there's a small segment of people that know what happened.
At this stage of the game, these guys don't care. I mean, if you think about it, what are they about? 50? What do you think? Maybe five more years and they'll retire and head off into the sunset.
No way.
Maybe longer.
Probably. But that's the other thing, that the second thing is what I've noticed lately is it's no longer the free beer and hot wing show. It's just a morning show. It's no different than any other show that's on here in the morning in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
There's nothing that stands out on it anymore.
Okay. All right.
It sucks.
If you, I don't know. I mean, obviously there has been change on that show, for a lot of reasons, to be able to stay. And Kenny writes, it took Ben 6 years to realize this. LOL. Oh, well, that's the thing though. When you have a heritage show like that, it doesn't, I can't really fault anything. It's just because, you know, the whole audience changes over time. It's just the way it is. And it's a slow burn. It does take most people a long time to realize that it's fucked up. It's just boring.
Right.
The one thing I was always, I didn't have a problem doing, and it seemed to always lead to some type of conflict that would turn into something funny, would be trying to take, and it, I just happen to always end up on the side of it, the least popular opinion.
Right.
And then to blurt it out with confidence always led to something ridiculous. Now that can be dangerous because it puts you in a spot where a lot of people love that, but then people actually start to really hate your guts. I mean, they actually fucking hate you. Like if you were to look at that group on Reddit right now, if my name comes up, it's fucking mud. They hate me on that thing.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So, you know, whatever. Kenny, I see, was that Derek who's walking around in the back, background raiding the fridge? Kenny, is that?
Yeah, that's Derek back there.
Yeah.
Derek, can you wave? Yeah, I guess you're getting something to eat.
He got the munchies. Is he stoned? Is he stoned right now?
No. It's just, you know, it's supper time.
Yeah.
Honestly, if Kelsey's not here, he's kind of on his own. And sometimes we, you know, order pizza or something. But otherwise, like, and she's about to land in Las Vegas.
What?
Yeah, I'm watching this.
Your daughter's going to Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Did she get a new job?
What? No, it's not the older one. It's my 10-year-old now.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
10 last week.
Okay, that's I don't mean to put the fear of God in you.
It's okay, man.
When you, is she gonna? Because if when you're on the strip in Vegas,
I don't know, man, dude. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I know that. I'm trying to tell you, when if they happen to be walking on the strip, I just want to let you know that she'll be walking along, and what the whores do. Yeah. They throw these flyers on the ground that say things like eat my pussy. And then
you got experience with that? Have you been there?
Well, I have. Diane and I were really? Walking there. Because if you remember, there was a time about 20 years ago when they were like at Las Vegas and they were trying to make it for families.
Yeah.
They put all these attractions up, but there's still free pussy everywhere in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Sounds like I need a trip there. Hello.
There you go.
No, so, it's some amusement park there, and then they're going to Oregon. And
all right.
That's all I know.
Okay. All right. It's going to be okay.
It just sucks. It's her first plane ride, and I know she was nervous about it. And all I can do is watch this fucking tracking shit.
Yeah. Let it go. Flush it. It's going to be fine. You're going to do great.
Sucks.
All right. I'm going to mute you.
All right.
Amanda's getting rid of a body. Is that why you're those gloves on? Are you like dissolving that crazy eight in the bathtub?
She making meatballs?
You probably don't want to touch a phone because you got like something that, you know, yucky on your hands. I got you. Okay. Just don't start
pussy
rubbing it
juice.
On your protein balls. She's protein balls. Uh-oh. Okay.
I got some protein balls.
Oh, fuck.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Oh, shit.
But speaking of you making jokes on the radio, you had one that got me today when you were talking about that 45-year-old lady that had sex with a 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah. That was, God, what the fuck is her name again? Savannah Daisley.
Yeah. She's now in my spank bank.
Oh, but did you happen to see images of her?
Oh yeah, I immediately went to your website to see the article because I had to see how she looked.
Yeah, I cannot believe. First of all, there's a lot to unpack on that story. The fact that that's really a freak of nature to look that young at 45.
Right.
I mean, and the fact that she could get numerous black penises. And she goes for a 14-year-old little boy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. So what was it that got you?
You said her face alone can make you jizz.
You know, it's funny is I found out the prison that she's in right now. New South Wales, Australia. And okay. It's Friday there right now, and they're 14 hours ahead. Okay.
All right.
So when we get done with this podcast, I'm going to make a call over to the jail and see if what I can do in terms of causing mayhem concerning Savannah Daisley.
Okay. You going to try to get her on the phone? On the podcast?
You know, I don't think I'm going to try, but I really don't think that that's a possibility. But, you know, I want to ask if anyone's seen her nude. What do they think about a hot chick porking a 14-year-old four times in a day? The whole thing. I mean, the only time that I would be interested in really having a tongue-in-cheek approach to a rape story is if it's like this.
Right.
It's this scenario. Now,
if woman on boy.
Well, and it has to be
hot
good looking because if it were an ugly chick, I'd be like, oh my God, lock her up and throw away the key.
Yeah, exactly. But that's why she went after the 14-year-old was because he had the stamina to go four times in one day.
I don't know. I think she's just a child molester. I'm pretty sure that that's what she is.
They don't treat chomos the same in women's prison as they do in men's prison, do they?
Hell, I don't know. I mean,
beat the shit out of them or kill them.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I doubt it. Especially when they look that good, they're probably just waiting to get their hands on her in a different way.
Well, the judge said she gets no bail. So, I mean, and her dad is like really, really rich. Really rich. And mid-August, or she's got to sit there and think about what she did till then. Let's see. Eric and Ben
finger herself.
No. Eric and Ben's search history is full of her name, yet they both forgot it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's very true.
Well, all right. That is it. The free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Thank you so much for checking it out. If you've given in the past, thank you. If you're thinking about it, there you go. $5 or $10 a month donation. Give you 15 plus hours of content on Patreon on top of what I do for the free podcast. That's 25 plus hours of time every single week that I create for you. Now, some people hearing this are like, yeah, but it's all shit. I'm guessing you won't sign up. But for those of you that like my take on things, it's perfect. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Be part of the new OGs. Love to have you there. And joining me, okay? Not that the old OGs aren't there, but I'm focusing on the next chapter of OGs, the new OGs. I'm looking to you to support the show. $5 or $10 a month after the great Zaniac Exodus of 2022, I could use the help. Thank you, folks. Take care. Bye-bye.